that it doesn't require a vote. It's not going. It's going to be an internal administrative directive from the general manager. But we wanted you to be aware of what's going on. So when we hit 26 employees, the legislature says that we have to provide these employees 40 hours of sick leave for one set of circumstances and a 40-hour bank of sick leave for another circumstance that are COVID-related. Now, these are two banks of 40-hour sick leave. And there's actually eight instances in which you can qualify as an employee to take the supplemental sick leave. Essentially, items 1 through 7 involve if you have to take time off for because you've been told to quarantine or a family member has been told to quarantine. Excuse me. You've been quarantined or a family member has been quarantined and you need to be there to assist with that family member, or you're experiencing or a family member is experiencing symptoms of COVID and so you need to go make a medical appointment to address that particular issue, or you are having you're going to get a vaccine or you're having symptoms from receiving a vaccine. So those are essentially, or you're caring for a family member in those circumstances. So that creates 40 hours in that particular bank. The last bank, the other 40 hours, is if you actually test positive and have COVID-19, or a family member has COVID-19. So the employee gets to choose, because there may be overlap. You may start out with symptoms and then go to the doctor and find out. The employee has the right to decide which bank of hours they choose because they're entitled to that. Now, what they get, it's up to a maximum of $510 a day under their normal pay rate. If your pay rate goes over $510 a day, you're limited to $510 a day. But you can supplement that with vacation time or sick leave or something like that. And you can only... the town's only obligated up to a total of $5,110 for the entire use of this sick leave. And again, that can be supplemented with your sick leave or your vacation time.
Is that $5,110 for both instances, or is that per instance?
I believe it's for each bank.
Each, okay.
Let me check on this for a second. It says in the aggregate. So that means to me it's both, yes. And so where it gets really dicey is what if your part-time employees count as employees. Mm-hmm. And so it gets a little dicey in trying to compute the time for part-time employees because you actually have to, if somebody's been here over 6 months, you have to go back the last 6 months to find out the average number of days that that employee worked in that 6 months period. And then they're entitled to, you know, 7 times the amount what they would get, you know, in a day in terms of hours, etc. So, and then if they have less than 6 months on, it's the actual amount of hours that's computed. So there's some computations that take place. We have already worked with our payroll company to ensure that is addressed, and because you have to keep a running accounting and provide that to the employee of how much time they use. So we actually have on the check now 2 lines representing each type of bank that they can see how much they've drawn from in each bank. And with that, I'm sure there's plenty of questions, but that's in essence the supplemental paid sick leave. This will trigger immediately when we have our 26th employee, which we expect within the next couple of weeks.
So Monica has 3 new hires that you're processing for lifeguards. As soon as we get the start date, That's when it starts. That's when it triggers.
And then we got the poster ready to post. We have everything ready to go. And so we're just briefing the committee on that.
Perfect. I can go and read the directive, so I don't need to ask you about all.
Fortunately, I don't think you have 26
I do not.
You're part of an organization in which there's more than 26, so you're entitled.
Yes. I don't have any other questions.
No questions.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, there's nothing to action out of that. So, Carolyn, do you have any future agenda items that you'd like to add?
No, I do not.
Okay. With that, any public join?
No.
Okay. We will adjourn 3:37.